This is Arthur Inman, and he's sitting in the middle of a dark room and holding the microphone in front of him and talking into it and not knowing what on earth he's going to say, but saying it on as fast as he can. It is at 10 o'clock at night. The Christian Science clock has just struck, and Evelyn, his wife, has gone downstairs to get into her bed. She wore a very slick wrapper, and he put his arm around her, and he wanted to kiss her goodnight, but he didn't, because he's very shy about kissing anybody. He's shy about lots of things, but people don't always believe him, and he's getting out of breath at talking this much, and so he's going to turn it off for a moment, and then he will start again. This has been not such a bad day as some Christmases in some ways, but in other ways it's been a very bad Christmas, because I think about poor Dr. Ellis having been dead for 7 months, and I think about poor Dottie lying in the hospital and not getting very much better, and not having any chances of getting better as far as I can see, and that makes me quite sad. This is 1950, by the way. I'm going to stop again. Let's get used to this thing. I'm in the dark all by myself and saying just what enters my mind. Perhaps I can become so used to it that I won't have to write in my diary, which is much more work. Or is it? Very soon now, Mrs. Potter will be coming home to take care of me. It is about 5:30. Out of the window, I can hear the horns. It is very cold, about 4 above. She will say, "Hello, dear, how are you?" And I will say, "Oh, not very well." And then she will air my room out just an instant, because of cold. And then she will sit and talk to me a while. And then she will cook supper, and I will bed and think about many things, none of them very agreeable, about poor Dottie, about Dr. Ellis being dead, about what is the reason for life and why it goes on. And I will think about what Paul said this morning, that he doesn't expect the world to last much longer than 1955, and I think it will be 1958. I'm sure that the Russians will have the atomic bomb by that time, and when it lands on everybody, the world will be destroyed more or less. Anyway, the whole civilization that we know will probably be disintegrated. The thermometer is falling. The wind is rising. There are snow flurries. Tomorrow will be cold, and probably the ground will be covered with snow. Valerie is writing a letter for me, which I will have her read on another record when she gets around to it, if I haven't gone to bed. My head aches from the migraine last night, and everything seems sort of unreal. I hope that Gretchen will bring me back some new records, but people no longer like long playing records. What they like... no longer like short playing records, they like long playing records. I'm always making a mistake on this thing because I hurry so to get it, and it's getting closer and closer to the end, and the typewriter is banging and the wind is howling, and I'm getting very tired, and I guess I'll stop before it goes off the end. Goodbye.